Hello, everybody. I'm Mark, and welcome to this episode of Made by History, your favorite history podcast. Today, we will be taking a look at the lives of our friends and listeners from all over the world in our second audio documentation of life during the coronavirus pandemic. For context, we sent a list of questions to our friends and listeners from all over the world, asking them to share their experiences with us in a roughly 5-minute audio clip. We gave a list of questions which served as guidelines for our peers to get a clear and relatively uniform set of responses. These questions were not mandatory, and everyone did their recording a little differently from one another. The last time we did an episode in this format was last April, in the first month of the COVID-19 pandemic in the United States and much of the world. Since then, in the United States, there have been 555,000 deaths from COVID-19, and cases continue to remain in high numbers. The amount of deaths from the coronavirus have far surpassed the number of U.S. military deaths in World War II, which numbered roughly 410,000, a staggering milestone. Finally, after a year of suffering, there seems to be a light at the end of the tunnel with the introduction of a number of vaccines from Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, though the increasing number of variants of the coronavirus have become a growing threat. We look back on last year's episode with shock at how much life has changed alongside our perceptions of the situation we are living through and realize we had to bring this episode to you as soon as possible. Finally, before I let you go, I'd like to thank everyone who contributed to this episode, as well as Danny, John, Isabel, and Natasha from the Made by History team. Stay safe, everyone. Take it away, Teo.
Hi, everyone. My name is Teodora. I'm 18 years old, and I come from Serbia. The way COVID has affected my life in the past year would be in a very drastic way. As we all know, we go to school, but not really. We have it online. That's the thing I just want to briefly talk about. In my personal experience, at first it was very hard because our teachers weren't used to this. They were kind of chaotic in a way. They were just sending us homework left and right, and we kind of couldn't keep up with it. But at the same time, I noticed my grades kind of skyrocketing. I found myself studying more than usual, which was fine. I liked it, and I still do enjoy online school more than just regularly going to school. But I found myself studying most of the time. My mental health wasn't the best. I would have mental breakdowns multiple times a day because of school. And because of that, and because of COVID, I couldn't really see my friends. So that added to it. So about a year ago when all of this started, a lot of people didn't believe in COVID, and we all thought it is going to pass very quickly. Here we are a year later, nothing really changed. A lot of people were protesting, and the reason is because a lot of them were very mad at the government because there were a lot of people that lost their jobs, had to close their businesses, and just couldn't work normally. But there is also another one because there were a lot of deaths due to COVID. The majority of them weren't even caused by the virus. The people were listed as if they were affected by COVID and that's the reason why they passed away, but that wasn't the case. People started rioting and everyone was just basically mad. Here we are a year later. Even more people have lost their jobs. We have been lied to by our government multiple times. When we were rioting, nobody was talking about it. There was nothing on the news. On certain TV channels, it was just films, movies, music. And actually, TV channels from other countries were talking about it, but not ours. So that got people even madder than they already were. A lot of people found themselves getting depressed. Since they lost their jobs, they couldn't pay for the bills and feed their family. Thankfully, my parents were able to keep their jobs, even though my dad works now only 2 times a week. But thankfully, they were able to keep their jobs. I found myself thinking about the previous years where there was no COVID and how everything was done differently. Right now, a lot of people are scared, and now we have vaccines, so there is that as well. Then again, still a lot of people don't believe in COVID, don't believe in vaccines, and because our government has lied to us multiple times, I found myself not being able to believe everyone and what they have said. So there were a lot of fights happening. A lot of people have passed away, unfortunately. We switched to online school. A lot of people have lost their jobs. And that's about it. That's my story in 4 minutes. Thank you, everyone. This was Teodora from Serbia.
Hello, my name is Aiden Dowell. I'm a junior at Montclair High School, pandemic survivor. Oh God, I already hated how I started this. Oh, and I can't curse either. Gosh darn it. Anyways, it's been a while. It's been a while, hasn't it? Last time we talked, I was Aiden Dowell, a sophomore at Montclair High School. And isn't that fun that we're dealing with the same pandemic? I sure think so. Anyways, last time I talked a lot about my mother. And I'm not gonna do that this time because I think one thing that I've experienced in the last year is, we're all home alone. Not alone. I don't know. Maybe you're alone. That's not the point. The point is that we're all home all the time and have been for more than a year now. And I think when you spend that much time with yourself, it's a good thing and a bad thing, right? You notice things about yourself that you wouldn't have otherwise, just because you're spending every minute with yourself. You're not playing off of other people, you're not seeing other people, you really are just kind of more attuned to yourself. And that can be good, it can help you break habits, realize things, what have you. But it kind of it hyper accelerates some of those things that you don't like about yourself. You're self-conscious about your weight. I am. LOL. But you're kind of forced to look at yourself all the time, right? And you don't have other people to kind of distract you from those insecurities and feeling bad about yourself. And I don't want to make this like a bummer because I think I'm a generally fun person, but it's that whole thing of it. We've all, at least I think we've all been through this by now, where we're all alone in one form or another, and we all have this ex shared experience of being in a full lockdown, then being in quarantine, never having gone back to normal. So even though we've all been isolated this whole time, it is something like a strange comfort knowing that other people have been through the same thing that you have, but anyway, that's my foremost thought, right? Is that we've spent all this time with ourselves. It's a good thing, it's a bad thing. Point done. Boom. Killing it. I think like 6 months in. Oh, God, that was lispy. I think 6 months in was when I was like, brick. This is really getting to me. I miss people. I miss being around people. I miss being with my friends. And since then, I'm still over it, but I don't really care as much, Obviously, it's still awful. We're in like the fourth wave or whatever, which is insane. It's that continuation of American exceptionalism where we all think we're better than everything, and that's a whole thing I'm not gonna get into, but I did wanna talk about
Oh, I'm supposed to talk about how my feelings have changed about coronavirus since last year. You know, I think last year a lot of us started out like sick. We get to not go to school for 2 weeks. This is going to be incredible. And then I think it really quickly turned into like this deep fear of like, oh, crud. I'm stuck at home. I don't have food, I don't have toilet paper. And I think it was a really volatile time. And I, you know, obviously we're still in the throes of the pandemic, not to that extent anymore. But I think overall, it's just something that has, I mean, this is the most worn out expression possibly ever. It's our new normal, right? And there's a reason it's so worn out is because it's true. I think for me at least, it's just become a part of life, right? You don't go out without a mask. You don't hang out in large groups. You know, you don't do things inside typically. So I think we've all become a lot more accustomed to it, myself included. And, you know, I definitely think it's made me less funny. I mean, you just had to sit through the last 5 minutes, you know. But I think overall, we've all just kind of learned to live with it in a good way or a bad way. And I think, you know, the best thing we can do going forward as we start to see the light at the end of the tunnel is to kind of not, is to kind of keep our expectations low, you know? The whole past year has been crappy, and we don't know when it's going to be over. So the best thing we can do is continue to be safe, continue to be smart. And that's it. I'm talking to you, whoever's listening, wear your freaking mask. But yeah, that's about it. I went a minute over. That is my bad.
Hey everyone, Mark again here. Hope you've enjoyed the episode so far and that you'll continue to listen. Our next audio clip is from Dina from Palestine. Enjoy.
So number one, okay, right now in Palestine, we just got out of like lockdown and basically everything's opening back up. We're going to school. We do still have to put masks on in public, and we do need to keep social distancing, but malls and stores and restaurants are open. There's a lot of people getting vaccinated, which is cool. And you can like sit at restaurants and stuff, but only outside. I think people with like the coronavirus green card, so people who are vaccinated can sit
Number
inside though.
two, I think over the past year with coronavirus, schoolwork has definitely increased, or teachers have not been paying as much attention as they used to as to how much schoolwork they're giving us, because they think we have more free time because we're basically home all day, even though we don't. But it might also be because I've lost a lot of motivation during this period, and I've just not been doing as much as I used to. So it
I
feels
think
like
the
the
schoolwork
strangest
increased.
thing I've experienced was probably the fact that we were forced to stay home because going outside was too dangerous because you were at risk of catching corona, which is kind of crazy to me because like only so many people get to experience like this like once in a lifetime thing, like a pandemic. And like I never would have thought that this is what I where I would be in like a year from now. But it's also kind of cool to see how like the world came together to like try and stop corona and how much work they made towards getting a vaccine and stuff. I don't think
Yeah.
coronavirus itself, COVID, is the source of anxiety for me. I think it's kind of what coronavirus has brought. The fact that I don't get to go out as much because I'm more of a social person, so the fact that I can't go out as much and I can't see people as much, and when I do, I can't like hug them and like say hi to them normally, is kind of what's been bringing out my anxiety. And probably also like the increased amount of schoolwork and like
the amount of hope you have for this to end, but then it doesn't because, like, it's been a year already. I tried a lot of different things during the pandemic. One of them was like DIYing room decorations, which was fun. There was a phase where I made bracelets, like out of string. Tried crocheting, which was cool. I learned that, like, I like being a hands-on person. I like making things. So that was cool. Also tried skateboarding. Wasn't completely my thing, but it was a fun experience. I started reading a lot. Realized that I really do like reading. And my biggest accomplishment, probably be like just surviving it, like not getting corona, and just like trying to be as happy as possible during it.
Hi, my name is Ashlyn. I'm a junior at Montclair High in New Jersey. So in New Jersey right now, or in Montclair specifically, I'm not exactly sure what the COVID restrictions are at the moment, but I know from just what I observe that you can't go inside stores without masks, and there's a certain capacity to stores and restaurants. And I think I see most people following these general rules. People will have their masks over their or under their nose sometimes, which is upsetting, but I guess there's nothing you can really do about that. But for the most part, people will be called out if they're doing something against the COVID restrictions, which I'm very glad to see. And I know in some places it's not like that, like Florida and Texas, and so I'm glad that I'm not in an area like that during all of this. So I also see a lot of people go inside each other's houses with their friends or their extended family, which is like a very controversial topic at the time because, just obviously a controversial topic, but of course I'm in full support of being safe during this time, and I know that you should do whatever you can to be safe and to have everyone around you safe. But I don't think anyone would argue with me that there's a range of being safe, and we should all be able to weigh like the cost and benefit of our personal situation. And like is it okay to let your grandma inside but not your friend? Like there's just such a range of being safe that I think a lot of people are struggling with, especially right now, because now that everyone's getting their vaccine, which finally it's been a year, but I think that a lot of people right now are struggling with that decision, weighing their cost and benefit at the moment. So I've noticed that with a lot of people. So Montclair schools right now are closed at the moment. We'll see how that goes for the rest of the year, but from what I'm guessing, we won't be going back this year just because of the on and off that they've been saying we were going back all year, and we have yet to do that, so I'm still waiting. Probably won't even go back if they say to, unless it's safe. But some things in school for me that are difficult just because we're in this pandemic or online school is that I haven't been able to form new friendships, or I just haven't really been able to meet anyone new this year. It's just all my same sophomore friends, and I don't have connections with the teachers, and so I can't get college recommendations. But then there's also good things about it, like I know this is bad, but it's easier. I'm able to cheat, so, like, I'm getting through my classes easier, which is nice. Some things that, because I talked on this podcast last year, almost a year ago, actually, or it must have been a year ago, and I talked about the like how people walk away from each other on the street, I believe. And now that's just such like a thing that people do. Like, it's just how it is. And like, I don't think twice about it. There's just so much stuff like that. Like, I see people on TV and like, I'm like, why are they in a store together? That's so weird. And then just like for a split second, and then I realize that that's just, it's just normal. This was filmed like 2 years ago when we weren't in a pandemic. And then also I brought up last year about hate towards Asians. Unfortunately, that has not changed. It's gotten better with the coronavirus-based attacks, but it hasn't really changed. Luckily, recently there's been a like a uproar, you could say, about Asian hate, which is great, but also I think it's kind of like a trend, which bothers me. But of course I won't complain that it's all being brought to everyone's attention. But I think just from seeing people on Instagram, it's just everyone's posting because they have to. I deleted Instagram just because it was getting me so upset. So on that high note, I just wanted to say that I'm grateful that during quarantining and during such a difficult time for literally every single person across this country, that I live in such a great town where I just don't have to worry about those things, about not having a job, about my parents not being able to support me. So I feel very lucky and very happy and glad that I was put into this great, great situation in such a bad time. Okay, bye.
Hello, I'm Lonka Ramsey and I live in the Netherlands. And I'm going to talk a little bit about Corona and like the restrictions here and how it's been going. So recently the numbers have been rising again, which is like, as a teenager, it's really horrible to hear because, you know, you're trying really hard to stay on the rules and like, you just want this all to be over. So it kind of sucks right now. But yeah, like all the clubs have been closed for months and the stores and the restaurants have been closed. Like, they're not even partially open at all. Like, they're fully closed. They just allowed small stores, so like family owned businesses, to open, but you have to make an appointment and you're only allowed to be in there for 10 minutes. So, I mean, that is something that we can like look forward to. All public, like gyms have been closed, but they just opened them up again, but you have to wear a face mask. I know in other countries, they don't really like force it on people, but here they won't let you in the gym if you don't wear a face mask. They're very strict about it and you have to clean all of your machines. School has been a tricky one because the Netherlands has closed down schools for like on and off. So they've been like, for 1 month, they'll have it closed and they'll reopen all the schools because it's not done locally. Like, the country is run, like, they, every province basically has the same rules. So it's not by state or anything. Like, it's run, like, if there's one law, then all of the provinces have to follow that. So if schools are closed, then every single school is closed in the Netherlands. That's basically how it works. So when they're open, all the schools open at the same time. So exam students, they're allowed to go to school because, like, it's crucial right now. So they're allowed to take all their tests and exams. Like, exams haven't been canceled. Last year, they were canceled. This year, they aren't. So I don't have any online school like some other people I know. But kids who are younger than me who aren't in exam years don't have to go to school. And they just do online school, which has been going great for them. We're not allowed to do gym class because it's too like on contact, but right now we're playing tennis because, you know, that's like really the only sport you can do from a further distance. School though, I would say it's become a very like, I wouldn't say depressing, but it's pretty sad. I mean, like, the exam students go to school, like there's only maybe 100 kids at school because that's how many exam students there are. We all have to sit 6 feet apart. I have to wear face masks in the hallways. We don't have to wear them in class because the rules are different compared to, I know, America and Germany. So we don't really have to wear face masks in the class. And we only have to wear face masks in stores, on the trains, on the subways. Like, when I know when I take the train to, like, school or the store, I have to wear a face mask. Like otherwise they will literally stop the train. I remember one time I was on a train on my way to like the city center and they stopped the train because somebody didn't want to put on their face mask. So they are definitely more strict about it than other countries. Like it is not, they wanted to make it a law to wear a face mask here, but they haven't done that. But it's definitely really strict. It doesn't really matter where you live, everywhere it's the same. They really want you to wear a face mask. We are very slow on vaccinations though, but I mean, nobody can really be like America with 100 million vaccinations in 58 days. That is really something. So yeah, but I mean, otherwise, I feel like everybody's kind of used to it now, and it's become a new lifestyle. And I guess that kind of sucks to know, like, because when Corona first came here, nobody really thought it was gonna be this bad. And it's hard to get used to, but now that I've gotten used.
Hi, my name is Matthew McGoy. I'm Mark's brother, and I'm currently a senior at Hamilton College in upstate New York. Mark, thank you for asking me to be a part of this podcast. I'm very grateful to be included. So, I'm going to use some of the questions that Mark sent me in advance. And the first one is, what are coronavirus restrictions like in your country slash region right now? Are they being followed by most people in your area? So, Hamilton on campus has been pretty strict, I'd say, overall this year about the COVID restrictions. We have room caps on all of the dorms. You can only have, for example, my room can only have six people in it. Everyone's supposed to be wearing their masks at all time unless they're alone in their rooms. We get tested for COVID 3 times a week. And slowly over time, the campus has been getting more and more open. So, for example, we just moved into COVID green status, which means that visitors from off campus can come onto campus. They just have to abide by the, mask rules. So things have been pretty strict here, at least on campus. And then in terms of like people following them, there are some rules that like everybody pretty much absolutely follows. So like in all the academic buildings, kids are wearing their masks. And try to keep distance and are, I think as a community, we're pretty cautious and conscious of what's going on. But we also get tested 3 times a week. So I've noticed that, in terms of in people's rooms and stuff, like people have been having some gatherings because everybody feels more comfortable due to the amount of times we're getting tested. So yeah, I think that the school tries to be pretty strict, and for the most part, things are, very safe and very restricted. We've had very few cases in the spring semester, but there's still some gray area there where some kids will, try to make life feel a little more normal. In terms of school slash work changing in the past year, I've gone all remote with all my classes and even my internship last summer. So that's been a pretty big change. It's good in the sense that there's less time like wasted in between. So, if I have Zoom class at 8:30 in the morning and I wake up at 8:15, I can make it pretty comfortably to class and have breakfast because all I have to do is roll out of bed and heat some oatmeal and log on to my Zoom. But it does feel a little less personal. Because you don't get to see your classmates. You can only interact with them kind of in a video format, which doesn't lend itself super well to collaboration, multiple conversations at once. So yeah, I don't know. That's how it's changed for me. In terms of the strangest thing I have witnessed, felt, slash experienced, I don't know, probably like that first month last March, was pretty crazy just because the whole world stopped completely. And it feels like I can barely even relate to that time anymore because I've lived like under COVID world for so long. But yeah, that first month in March when I came home from school last year was like, it's like a weird fever dream. It just never, it's just so, I can't explain. It was so odd. I like didn't even leave the house because, in Montclair, it was so, there were so many cases and so many deaths. It was like really, really a scary time. Next question is COVID a large source of anxiety for you? At this point, no, I don't think so. It was for a really long time, and Hamilton's made it a lot easier because we get tested 3 times a week, and that provides a lot of clarity. And I just got step one of my Pfizer vaccine about a week and a half ago. So once I'm fully vaccinated and once my parents are fully vaccinated, I think COVID as a source of anxiety will be a lot lower just because, you know, those worst case scenarios that you read about in the news are very, very improbable once you have a vaccination. In terms of interests and hobbies, I don't really know. I haven't I always see on Instagram people are using this time as like personal improvement time, or, you know, people are like, if you didn't get your hustle up during the pandemic, you weren't doing it right. And I don't know. I think I lean more towards like surviving the pandemic and staying sane throughout it than like using this as some wild self-improvement time. So I've just been doing things, I guess, to try to stay sane. You know, I've been reading a little bit. I like to play FIFA. That's another thing I do in my downtime. I like to hit baseballs. It's pretty therapeutic. And I've just been trying to, especially at school, like connect with friends in as many ways as I possibly can, because, you know, that's what I missed the most in that early pandemic time, was just like the lack of interaction with people my age and the just complete like pause of my social life. So it's been nice to get back to school and kind of resume at least that part of my life. And then last question is, how has my attitude changed since last year about the coronavirus? How have my mindset / attitude and fears changed since we last spoke? Well, I didn't do the first part of this interview, but I kind of touched on this, but I can, you know, say pretty confidently that I'm less scared than I was a year ago this time, because I've sort of lived under these conditions for a while. I'm less antsy because I see a light at the end of the tunnel, at least for me personally, with the vaccination. I feel better about the leadership of the country in terms of COVID than I did a year ago. So I think I definitely feel like it's coming to an end. I wish it didn't take 13 months of my life, especially at this time in my life, but it is what it is, and I think I'm very grateful to have made it through, you know, pretty sane overall. There's been a lot of terrible things that have happened to a lot of people, and I think I've made it through pretty unscathed, which I feel really, really lucky for. So, that's my interview. Again, thank you, Mark, for including me here, and I hope this was valuable content. Bye.
Hello, I'm Fernando. I'm 16 years old and I'm from Spain. I'm going to talk about the pandemic situation of coronavirus here. Well, here in Spain, the coronavirus affected early, about 1 year ago, in February and March, more or less. It was a difficult situation for all of us, of course. We had some strict restrictions, like the quarantine of about 2 months, more or less. And, well, with the time, the restrictions have changed. We don't have quarantine now, but it's obviously not the same as we lived before. Nowadays, we can move from our city. We have to stay. We can move to any other place or city in Spain. We can't stay more than 10 p.m. We have to be at home earlier. We can be at 11 p.m. in the streets or something. We can go for a dinner or, you know. And of course, we have to always wear the mask and, of course, keep the distance every time. Most of the people follow the rules. They are being responsible. And, well, it's true that there are sometimes some illegal party when, and the police have to go on, but not too frequently. During the past year, it was difficult personally. The school was the thing that must change, and the fact that we can't see your friends, all of this. We had online classes that were too boring. I spent most of the time playing video games and watching series because it wasn't like real classes. But fortunately, this course, I'm having face-to-face classes that I appreciated because I learned better and more, that it's important for the following 2 years. Well, although online classes were too boring, they were fine too. They were easier. You don't have to spend too much time in. It also had given to me some fun experiences, like watching sleepy mates every morning, or just seeing confused teachers trying to mute us with their new laptops. During this pandemic situation, and mostly during quarantine, I tried to be optimistic and to take advantage of this time we have too much time during the quarantine. I take up some new hobbies, or I just maybe change my routine. I read some books, I watched many films that now I don't have to. So after all, we're still going on, hoping that this will finish soon. But until that happens, we are just trying to go on well and with a smile on our faces. Thank you very much.
Hi, CoronaPod. My name is Danny Drypack, and I am 15 years old from New Jersey. And I am here to talk about how COVID has affected my life in the past year. So, let's get into it. So for some context, I entered this pandemic with anxiety and emetophobia. And emetophobia is basically the distinct fear of vomit or throwing up or anything having to do with that. It's actually more common than you might think, but I have it. So that has definitely amped up during the pandemic. And before, I had it managed, I was fine, it didn't play a big role in my life. Now it is the front of my life, and that's okay. But basically what happened was we all went into lockdown, and nobody really left the house. We didn't know if we could, we didn't know what was what. And I didn't go in the car, because why would I? But, then things started getting better, became more clear what we could and couldn't do, and then I kind of realized, oh, I can't do this anymore. And that's because sometimes with phobias, you begin to conflate something that you perceive to be negative or unknown with your fear, and that's what I did. And so I've been digging myself out of this hole. It's a very, very long process and a lot of exposure therapy, and it's very difficult. I'm making progress, so that's good, but it's a unique issue. And I know that COVID has affected many, many people in many unique ways, and nobody has the same experience. Our experiences are all different. So for anybody watching or listening to this out there, I want you to know that you are not alone, and everybody has their own unique problems. I'm sure that somebody has a problem just like you, and you are not alone. We will all get through this together, and please reach out for help if you need it, because that is something that has really helped me. I go to therapy, I'm not ashamed of it, and that has been a huge impact on my life, and Don't be afraid to ask for help, and there is nothing wrong with it. So, yeah, I love you all, and you're not alone, and I'm really excited to see other people's responses. So, yeah.
Hi, my name's Milia, and I'm currently living in Frankfurt, Germany, and I'll be talking about some of the things that have happened here during this whole pandemic and everything. So to start off with our restrictions and how our country is handling that, we have been in online school for the past four and a half months, but the seniors have always stayed in school presently because they're graduating this year and they have to prepare for all their tests that they have. And since the 22nd, there have been new restrictions that children's from 5th grade to 7th grade are allowed to attend school in A and B weeks, and they are split up from their class, and they go to school almost 3 times a week, and they're split into A and B groups, or they have A and B weeks, one or the other. And with me, I'm currently in the 11th grade. I'm 16 years old, and I have been in online school since December 15th, which has been, for me, very beneficial. I don't think for many others, but I definitely benefit a lot more from online school because I feel I learn a lot more and focus on the learning and not handing in stuff, doing my homework and all of that. I think most of the people my age have had a very hard time following the rules because here you're only allowed to meet with one person from one different household, so they can't really meet up with more than one or two people, which I haven't done either. I only meet up with at least one person, and we play basketball, or I go in the park to take a walk, which has been nice, but it's definitely, I'm 16 years old, so I definitely love to go out with friends and do that, because here in Germany, drinking is a very huge part of their culture, because you can drink at the age of 16 already, and that has also been taken away from most of Germany has, our region definitely has. You aren't allowed to drink in public areas anymore, which is usually allowed. And there have definitely been a lot of people who have broken that rule. And there has been parties of 200 people in parks drinking and doing I don't know what, wearing absolutely no masks whatsoever, with no 6 feet whatsoever. But I think people are slowly starting to get tired of everything because it's been going on for so long. I, for one, definitely am getting tired of it too, but I like being alone. I like getting new hobbies and doing new things, which I've definitely been able to do now. I've definitely started reading a lot more. I've found a love for running, which has been very unusual, but the weather has been very nice lately, which doesn't happen often in Germany because usually it rains most of the time here, or it's very cloudy and windy. So that's been very nice. Another thing is that all sports have been canceled, mostly. And my brother and I haven't been able to train at all. We haven't had practice in months. My brother just started this week having his first practice, and they aren't allowed to touch each other. They have to bring their own ball. They can't do anything almost, so it's not very beneficial at all. And that's probably going to be taken away from us next week because they want to make the rules even stricter because we have spring break coming up, and that's gonna definitely be a very nerve-wracking time because everyone's going on vacation, people are meeting up with so many more people, and our president, to say, wants to make everything stricter and people that not have happened to have the cases spike again. which I definitely understand a lot, which isn't very nice because I would love to spend my spring break doing more things than the same things I've been doing here for the past weeks, but you can't really do anything about it, and if we don't do it, it's not going to go away anytime soon. And I personally am not really scared of getting the coronavirus myself. I don't know anyone who has either, but I think it's definitely been nerve-wracking that I don't really know what's going to happen next. I don't know when it's going to end, and that's definitely caused me some anxiety to it, some certain extent, but definitely not just because of the virus. I think just what's going to happen next when everything is going to go back to normal. And I think that's definitely what's changed the most for me this year, is that I have not a lot to look forward to because I don't know when that's going to happen.
Hi, I'm Natasha. I live in New Jersey in the suburbs. And I just recently moved here from abroad, and I have noticed some things about COVID since I've been here. So first of all, there are some restrictions for COVID, but I don't think that they're being as strictly followed as they were at the beginning of the pandemic. People have become a lot more lax, like relaxed about it. And when you're around your friends or family, people are more inclined to take them off or separate at a little bit of a distance and take off their masks. And it's not really being kept to the fullest of extents anymore, at least from my experience. So a lot has changed for me in the past year, school-wise. I've switched schools. We've had back and forth from in-person to online. And as soon as I moved abroad, back to New Jersey, everything's been online. But the workload, and I can't really say how the workload was before COVID, because I was, again, at a different school. But I just know that the workload I have online right now is not nearly as little as it was at my old school. So I'm getting a ton of homework and schoolwork to do online, like in our online system, that I probably wouldn't be having in online at my old school. But I'm not sure about the standards here for in-person school. I think the strangest thing about being so separate is that even when I see people, like even if I come and meet up with people, they still feel so far away because I can't see their whole face, or they can't see my face, or you can't really hear what I'm saying. I have to really enunciate. Otherwise, some words might get messed up. Oh, I messed that up. Otherwise, some words might get mixed up. And I think that it's just this sort of weird limbo where it's like you're close, but yet so far. I think COVID is definitely a large anxiety source for me, but only to a certain extent. Like, I just find that I notice a lot of things more, and I'm more observant than I was before. That could be just because of like the stage of development that my brain is at now, but I notice when people aren't wearing masks. I notice if I don't wash my hands or use hand sanitizer. I notice if my mask is bothering me, or sometimes I don't notice, and like sometimes little things like that can really bother me. And sometimes it'll feel really like paralyzing if like my mask is in the wrong place and I can't leave a situation, or I'm too close to someone else, you know? I think that this past year has definitely pushed me to try new things. First, a couple months I was exercising really regularly. For a couple months I was embroidering, or at least trying to. For a few months, I tried skateboarding, and I really enjoyed it. I didn't really progress, but I really, really enjoy it. And that's something that has stayed with me. For a couple months, I was scrapbooking. For a few months, I was doing this and that. And I think it's been a really great source of trying new things. But whether or not those things have stuck with me for the whole year has definitely changed. Overall, I'd say that COVID has definitely really impacted my life and the way that things like work in my everyday life. And I think it affects everyone in different ways. And I've just been particularly blessed that it hasn't affected my life negatively in a lot of different areas.
Hey guys, I just want to say thank you all so much if you're still listening to this episode. We brought you some great content and great new voices from all the corners of the globe, Palestine, Serbia, Montclair, New Jersey, all very interesting places. I hope you guys enjoyed listening, and if you have anyone or know of anyone that wants to be interviewed or is passionate about any history subject, please let us know. Please give them our information. And if you have family or friends that would enjoy this, please send it to them. We always love new listeners from anywhere in the world or just right here at home. None of this would be possible without our team. So I'd like to shout out and say thank you to John, Isabel, Danny, and Natasha. And expect some more content from me and Mark soon. I hope you all enjoyed, and we'll see you next week.